This week in West Virginia history, on November 16, 1898, the case of Carrie Williams versus the Board of Education of Fairfax District, Tucker County, was tried before the West Virginia Supreme Court. To save money, the Tucker County Board of Education had reduced the school term of black schools from 8 months to 5 months. A black teacher from Tucker, Carrie Williams, consulted with J.R. Clifford, West Virginia's first licensed black lawyer. On his advice, she continued teaching for the entire 8 months. When the Tucker County School Board refused to pay Williams for her additional 3 months of teaching, Clifford took the case to the state Supreme Court, which found in Williams's favor. It was one of the first cases in U.S. history to rule an aspect of school discrimination illegal. 2 years earlier, in 1896, Clifford had unsuccessfully challenged Morgan County's segregation policies. In that instance, a black family had appealed to send their children to a white school since no black schools existed in Morgan County. Segregation continued in West Virginia schools until after the 1954 U.S. Supreme Court case of Brown versus the Board of Education. For more information on Carrie Williams, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.